It was a great team win today. Good job by the guys of just finishing today after a slow start. Things weren't going our way, you know, and I think it was all self-inflicted. We have to continue to do a better job of just starting fast. Defense did a great job for us at the end of the game, just giving us a chance to get the ball back, and Sheryls did a great job of setting us up with a great punt return. And talk about that last play with Charles making the big catch and then Adrian, you know, finishing the deal. Then Blair comes in and he makes the game win a field goal. You know, we knew that this was going to be a 60-minute game. You know, we were prepared to fight until the clock hit zero, and it showed today.
Teddy, what was going through your mind when you went out there for that last series after all the ups and downs through the first three quarters?
Yeah, you know, I just had to continue to just put everything in the past. And the good thing about the guys that we have here, they're constantly reminding me, hey, one play at a time, you know. What may have happened early in the game, put it in the past. And so going out there, I just had one thing in mind, was, and that was to protect the football. You know, I turned it over right before the half in a two-minute situation, and Chicago ended up getting points. So you know, I just wanted to avoid that situation happening again. And my guys did a great job just executing in a two-minute situation.
Is Charles stepping in a play that hits big player? He's stepping in for Stefan on that play, right?
You know what? You know, Charles was just in on that play. And, you know, we have different packages where different guys are on the field at the same time. And these guys know that when their number is called, we expect them to make big plays. And Charles stepped up big for us, making that catch, getting us across midfield, and setting us up for the field goal.
How has he handled all of this? You know, at one point he was the guy last year, and then now he's, you know, he's not getting as many opportunities.
You know, our guys know that each week a different guy can have success in his offense, and they understand that. So they also know that when their number is called, we expect them to make plays. And like I said, Charles did a great job of doing that today.
What happened on the interception there late in the first half?
You know, the guy just played great coverage on Diggs. He undercut the route, and he just made a great play. Probably could have been avoided, probably could have scrambled or something. But, you know, learn from it, try not to let the same mistake happen twice.
Defense gets a stop, and then you're able to set up Walsh.
Yeah, this team, we show great resiliency, and guys were determined to come out of this game victorious. We have heard all week that we haven't won here since I can't tell you when, but the guys did a great job of just digging deep. You know, they showed a lot of heart today. Like I said, things didn't go our way at the start of the game, but we continued to fight throughout the entire course of the game. And that's why you play 60 minutes. That's why two halves and four quarters. You know, each quarter you get a new opportunity. Each half you get a new opportunity. And coming into halftime, it was a tie ball game. So we knew that the second half, you know, it was a fresh start. And the guys did a great job of just showing resiliency throughout the entire course of the game.
What was it like watching Diggs' touchdown from your vantage point? I mean, you flip it to him on third down and probably just thinking get the first down at that point. He spins out of a tackle, and then he's, you know, makes a couple other guys miss.
Yeah, that was a great job by Stephon. And, you know, the offensive line did a great job on that play also. I was able to get through my progression. Still had a little time back there to find Diggs, and he did a great job creating separation and man coverage, and he did the rest once the ball was in his hands. Great job by Mike, you know, blocking down the field for him. And it was just a great play.
When you came onto the field, you know, down by seven, a little less than 5 minutes to go, you mentioned people were encouraging you during the game. Anybody say anything specific to you that you remember, or any particular, you know, advice? I don't know if Sean Hale said something again or what.
You know, I just tried to motivate myself, you know, and just told myself, hey, you know, hit the reset button. You know, whatever happened early in the game, it's in the past. You know, you have an opportunity to go down there and get some points. And the guys knew. I saw it in those guys' eyes that they wanted to score a touchdown. They wanted to go down there and win this football game. And you know, I love those guys. You know, they fight. They're very resilient. And they're a tough group of guys.
What happened on that second and 17 scramble there on that drive where you got sacked and you came back and were able to step up and run, and that kind of changed the drive?
They just played a coverage where, you know, they covered the guys down the field. And I saw an opportunity to run and tried to make a play, and was able to pick up a first down.
With Charles Johnson, with CJ's reception that he had. And you talk about mental toughness, just the fact that he can, you know, get himself that focus and make that reception. What can you say about CJ on that?
He's a special player, and he put that 39-inch vertical to work today, and went up there and made a great play for us, got us down there in field goal range. And you know, like I said, these guys know that when they get an opportunity to make a play, we expect them to make those kind of plays. And CJ did a great job of just going up there and just coming down with the football.
You mentioned that guys have been talking this week about not having one here since, I think it's 2007. Were a lot of the more veteran guys talking about that? And what kind of a milestone is that for your organization?
I think it's a huge milestone. You know, the guys knew that it was going to be a challenge coming into this game, and we knew how important this game was, you know, not only to, you know, not only with the history and everything about not winning here since 2007, but it was another opportunity to get a divisional game, to get a divisional win and on the road. And we know that in this league, wins are hard to come by. And it's just a great job by the guys competing today, understanding that, you know, it's going to be a 60-minute game, and guys just played at a high level.
Time for a couple more. Today, surprising how well Diggs and you have kind of got on the same page. But a lot of times, there's a learning curve when it comes to rookie wide receivers, but he's only had a couple games, and he's made some pretty nice plays.
Yeah, Diggs, he's definitely making some great plays for us right now, and he has a great group of leaders in that room with Mike Wallace, Cordero, Jarius. Those guys set a good example for Stephon on what it takes to be successful in this league, and, you know, those guys work extremely hard, and Diggs notices that, and, you know, he copies everything that those guys are doing, and that's what we expect from Diggs. You know, he's a guy who showed flashes back in training camp, and we knew that he was going to be a great player for us.
What happened on the deep ball to Wallace where you just kind of missed him a little bit long?
You know, it was just one of those situations where we'll probably hit that next time. You know, I don't know what happened. We'll watch the tape, and we'll go from there.